Rough Guide 2 has released a new compilation album tracing the unique musical chapter that is Cape Town Jazz. And Basil Coetzee will take us out with Liberation. But our last word goes to Archimedes, who said, "Give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum on which to place it, and I shall move the world."
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or show symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. The last song that played there was one called Rock Thrower by the local Thunder Bay band Android 16 off of their album The Language We All Want to Speak that released in 2014. And before that, a song called Dream Shiver by the band Pretend off of their album Bones in the Soil, Rust in the Oil. And I believe both of these albums, both the one from Android 16 and the one from Pretend, are their, starter albums, their first albums that they released. I see that 2014 was the year for The Language We All Want to Speak, and I think how I came across my CD for it was purchasing it at an All Audio at the Black Pirate. It might have been their CD release party, or album release party. So maybe that was both a special night for them and for me, because I think that might have also been my very first night ever going out to a bar. Mind you, it was an all-ages show, but I guess it sparked a greater interest in the local music scene, something that I had been pretty much totally away from before then. So I guess you could see that as a beginning for me in some way. And a similar vein, being able to go back a few years and think about the band Pretend, it was only recently that I came across, or not that I came across, but gave a listen to their album Bones in the Soil, Rust in the Oil. I had seen them and even listened to them previously on a YouTube channel that I like to follow. They post a lot of math rock on there, so it's up my alley. But I'd listened to Pretend a handful of times, but never decided to go out and get the albums myself. I guess it wasn't that interesting to me, but maybe at the time I wasn't so much into the whole post-rockish math rock thing, because that's something that's definitely grown on me, especially within the last year or two. So maybe now I've just matured into the sound of Pretend, and I can listen to more of their stuff and see what I'll enjoy. But I was definitely pleased about that. Found it strange. I think they have their album up for free on Bandcamp. I think that's where I got it. But it comes with a different album cover than the one I was expecting. Maybe it was a re-release or something along those lines. But it's always a little bit frustrating for me when bands change their art with later releases of the same album. I guess it's suitable for re-releases or remasterings, but a little frustrating for me. It's sort of the same issue with the North of America releases that have been put up by the band on Bandcamp. The issue isn't so much the album art, but rather that all of the albums are given the year 2010. So that's suitable for when they're put up on Bandcamp or when they're, no, not Bandcamp, but rather when they're re-released, but does not speak true to when they were actually released, given that North of America was a band that had their heyday around the turn of the millennium. So, kind of frustrating for me. But anyway, I just bought all the albums and changed the files myself, so good enough. Though they do have an album art issue, in air quotes here, on Elements of an Incomplete Map Part 2, where they've changed it for their re-release that includes a whole bunch of EP and maybe some demo material, I'm not sure. I think they're all official releases that got compiled on there, though I did manage to come across some other content from them, that some B-sides, I guess, that got re-released in 2010 as well. Anyway, I'm going to carry on, and the next song is going to be one called Lion by Pinback, or Leon. It's probably how I should have said that. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. That song there was Leon by the band Pinback off of their album This Is a Pinback CD. I've also seen that album referenced in a variety of other ways, sometimes just as the Pinback self-titled album or as, Pinback CD. I'm not sure how else. I feel like there are more ways, more variations on the name there, but maybe I'm just overthinking it. That This Is a Pinback CD is an album that I've had enjoyed, maybe more so within June and July, a whole lot. It was an album that sort of accompanied me in my moving in process, I think. I listened to it. So it must have been in July that I was really into that album. And it was one of those albums that I enjoyed so much that it made me fear looking into the rest of the artist's discography, because sometimes you manage to find an album, especially when it comes to a band's first release, an album so good that the rest of their discography kind of pales in comparison. And it's always a little bit scary for me. I don't build up too much of an image of the artist in my mind, but what little I do, I don't really want to tear down. I don't want to ruin the mental picture of these people as great artists or as people who create art that appeals to my sensibilities, I guess. So, it's such an odd thing to be so concerned about, not wanting to hear something bad from someone that you like in a way, you know, as distant as they may be, as, artists that I will never speak to or really think about deeply. So it's kind of odd. I guess that probably means I should go look for more Pinback albums and give those a listen rather than talking about how fearful I am of them sucking. So that'd probably be a more interesting use of my time. And what I'm doing now, apart from recording this show out of my apartment, is cooking some chicken. I've got some chicken sitting in my toaster oven. So hopefully within about 15 minutes time, they will be good enough to flip over and put in for another 15 minutes. I've been in there about 15 already, so the clock is ticking. And I guess that'll be the highlight of my night, recording this show and eating some baked chicken. It's gonna be a fun one for sure. It's been a slow day for me otherwise, just full of chores and other tasks like that. Obviously, I'm not doing anything too interesting since I'm just rambling to fill time at the moment. But that's what I got going on. I did some laundry. I hung my sheets up outside. That was pretty cool. And now I guess they smell kind of nice. I had the blanket out up there. And be pretty stoked to lay down in some clean sheets tonight. Be a nice feeling that I'm looking forward to. Thinking about that Pinback album there, the whole thing, I guess it's a mellow, subdued album, and I'm not entirely sure where it fits in with the rest of the music that I listen to. I guess maybe it stands out on its own in terms of tone. A lot of math rock and noise rock stuff has like an anxious edge that that Pinback album does not have. It's not noise or math rock. I guess I just mean to say that it doesn't fit into my typical genres. I suppose it does, in that it's kind of indie rock, but it's interesting indie rock, not just typical stuff. I guess I have to refine my language to figure out what it is that sets apart that Pinback album, what it is musically that makes it interesting. Since I find that there are frequently albums that kind of that are different from my normal listening habits, normal genres that I turn to, and it makes them stand out a lot because I know they hold, I guess, a special tonal place for me or capture a certain emotion that I don't find often in other albums. I'd say maybe The Glow Part 2 stands out as another album that fills a particular niche in my musical taste, where there aren't a whole lot of albums that sound like it in my collection of music. So I guess maybe that means that they're genres that I should explore more. Anyway, carry on, have some more post-rockish stuff in the next half hour.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. Last song there was one called Ontario Plates by the band Do Make Say Think off of their album Winter Hymn, Country Hymn, Secret Hymn. Before that, a Korean band with some stuff I had to translate. Apparently the song's name is Digging, and the artist's name is Underwear Band, and the album's name is We Got Underwear and More Girls. And this is all stuff I'm figuring out just now, since I was unaware of the translations before. Yeah, I just flipped over my chicken. The 15 minutes were up that I mentioned before. So I'm going to carry on and cook it the rest of the way, as well as play some more music. First one here is going to be from 2 Liter Dolby, an alternative version of one of their songs. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played there was one called Laying Down by The Raymond Brake off of their album Piles of Dirty Winters, and before that, Frida Kahlo, if I'm saying it right, by the band 2 Liter Dolby, but not off of their album... what was the album name? Can't remember. But that was a different version of the song that was released on a compilation album called Wonder from a Quarter Acre. And the actual name of the 2 Liter Dolby album that was originally on was... it's something in Spanish, maybe? El Caballo Rojo? And anyway, didn't actually appear originally on that album. That album came out in 1999, and the compilation album was from 1997. There is also a track on the compilation album... I hate saying the name of it because I don't know if I'm saying it right. Honey von Kuddel. And that was actually a hidden track off of El Caballo Rojo. And the trick about that was that you had to rewind on the first track on the CD in order to find it. It wasn't one of those tacked on at the end after some dead space. So kind of nifty little trick on a CD player, I guess. Sign of the times. But, it was only recently that I realized that there was an alternate take of Frida Kahlo on Wonder from a Quarter Acre, so I thought it appropriate to play it on the show. Another interesting thing that happened to me, but only interesting because of my own oversight, is that that Raymond Brake album that I played a song from, Piles of Dirty Winters, I was looking at, I think, a review of the album, or I stumbled across one, and I noticed that it mentioned a bedroom folk song appearing on it, and I couldn't think for the life of me what song that would be. Turns out the copy of the album I had was missing two songs. Not a whole lot of material, only about 3 minutes worth, but it was missing songs, and I'd been listening to that album, I guess. Right now it is the end of August 2020, and I was listening to that album back last fall.